take a short break. A very important lesson we can take from the Parsha. We see that Moshe Rabbeinu was gathering the Jewish people, and this was before his passing, and he was basically giving them some rebuke about some of the things that they've done. But it's amazing to see how Moshe Rabbeinu, and we learned the Rashi, how he disguised all the sins that they have done instead of coming out openly and embarrassing them or judging them and telling them outright, straight out, what they've done. He put it into in a sort of a hidden, in a way, as not to shame them. And the other thing, we also see that he waited till the end, till almost to the last minute. As Rashi has pointed out, that if you rebuke somebody early on, they may actually decide to leave you altogether. So you got to be careful, yeah?
How was it different for them? It was a different generation.
I'm sorry?
How was the rebuke for them? It was a different generation that was now participating.
Yeah, okay, but he was basically, I guess the history of the Jewish people is sort of one history. It's going through his lifetime, so even though these people are not directly, but in a sense, they carry the responsibility or for Reven Zevazeh, but the idea is, I guess, to learn from the mistake. They always say you got to look back at the history so that you don't repeat and make the same mistakes again. So it was important to tell them what took place. But the point here is that you see that if you want to effectively change people's, or you want to be able to reach out to them, the way to do it is not by attacking them, not by degrading them, not by speaking bad to them. But even though you have to tell them, and it's important sometimes to remind them of when they misbehaved so that they know that they made a mistake and they should better their behavior. But you have to do it in a gentle way. You have to do it in a way which doesn't embarrass them, which doesn't shame them, which doesn't cause them. And this is one of the, I think, one of the ways that the Rebbe taught us, that when you go how to reach out to people, is not by looking down, not to be condescending or in a way pushing them away. As we also already know from the Talmud, that there were certain instances, the Talmud tells us, in which the rabbis pushed their students away, and then eventually we had a lot of problems over there. Even the Gemara says, even the person who started the other religion was also pushed away, and perhaps it looks like from the Gemara that wasn't maybe the right way. That instead of sort of cutting them off, instead of writing them off, you know, a lot of times we face such issues. You know, sometimes maybe children don't do what the parents want them to do, and sometimes parents don't do what the children think they should be doing. So easy way is to say, you know, just disconnect, cut the cord, you know, have no connection with them, and just take them out of your lives. And but that's not really the way to achieve the goal of trying to bring everybody unity, bring everybody closer. So while staying strong on what you need to do, but you got to be very careful and do it in a gentle, in a sensible way, in a sensitive way, to be able. And this is so clear, you know, don't shout at the other person, don't embarrass them, don't degrade them. But on the contrary, maybe you have to tell them what they did wrong. It's important, but do it in a nice and a gentle way. All right.